Smile.
90.4 FM.
Thomas, I believe you scammed a scammer.
Well, so far in my life twice, but we have an online store where we sell medium to high-end car dash cameras, and we had one guy that kept on placing an order, sending a fake proof of payment, gave the bank a call numerous times, they confirmed it's fake, cancelled his order, try to ban him because we only banned on the email address, unfortunately. And he just kept on trying and trying for about 3 to 4 weeks. And eventually one of our team members had enough, and we had a chat, and we went around to the neighbors and found as much doggy doo as we could find, put it in a plastic bag, and put it in a box for one of our dash cameras, and shipped it off. And we never heard from the guy again.
Good for you, Thomas.
The only thing missing from that story is the video showing him opening the box.
I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall on that.
Oh, same here.
Never mind a fly on the wall. You're going to be a fly on one of the contents in the box.
Brilliant.
The other one that is also quite easy for your guys to do is there's a lot of crypto scam going around as well. Mm. And one of the things they love doing is you have to pay them via PayPal. Now, instead of paying them on PayPal, go to PayPal and do a payment request. So you request money from them. Now, I done it once, and they wanted me to pay them $100, but I requested $100 from them, and they actually paid me. So I grabbed the money out of there quickly and sent it to the local hospice. So
brilliant.
That's one way to get rid of them.
Thomas, well done. Honestly, you are my hero.
Smile Breakfast. Smile Breakfast. Sesto Tnieha. Tnieha. With Bobby and Lindy. Smile. 90.4 FM.